This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of President Donald Trump's bid to end legal protection for young immigrants is the second big liberal victory at the court this week. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It follows Monday's decision that employers cannot fire people for being gay or transgender.
The Supreme Court provided a bright ray of sunshine.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls both rulings surprising. President Trump calls them horrible and politically charged shotgun blasts to the faces of people proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. Both of his high court nominees dissented from the majority opinion. The president tweets, "We need more justices," and followed up by asking, "Do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?" Sagar Meghani, Washington.
1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, though the number remains historically high. After peaking at nearly 7 million 3 months ago, jobless aid applications fell for the 11th straight week. The decline was much smaller than in recent weeks, falling just 58,000. The numbers suggest the job market has begun a slow recovery. The total number of people receiving unemployment aid fell slightly, with many going back to their old jobs. Employers added 2.5 million jobs last month, and shoppers headed back to retail stores. Still, analysts warn the economy will likely struggle to sustain the recent gains. Fed Chief Jay Powell told lawmakers this week a full recovery is not likely until Americans have more confidence that the coronavirus is contained. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization hopes hundreds of millions of doses of coronavirus vaccine can be produced this year and 2 billion doses by the end of 2021. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan went on to say Thursday that the plan was to make 2 billion doses available by the end of 2021. She said the WHO is drawing up plans to help decide who should get the first doses once a vaccine is approved.
Should it go only to the countries which have paid for it or are capable of paying for it to cover their own populations, or should it go to protect frontline health workers or the most vulnerable people, whether they are the elderly or whether they are people with other diseases?
Around 10 potential vaccines are now undergoing human trials, with the aim of infection-preventing doses becoming available in the coming months. Swaminathan described the ambition for hundreds of millions of doses this year as optimistic, and the hope for up to 2 billion doses of up to 3 different vaccines next year as a big if.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. European countries are slamming the Trump administration's withdrawal from negotiations on a major digital services tax. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
France's finance minister has called it a provocation and has vowed to carry on with implementing the proposed tax, designed to prevent tax avoidance measures by multinationals. The provocation that Bruno Le Maire was referring to was a letter from U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, in which he told the finance ministers of France, Spain, Italy and the United Kingdom that he was suspending talks on the tax. The countries have been discussing an international agreement on the way global taxes work, but the US has said this particular tax unfairly singles out companies like Amazon and Google. I'm Karen Chamas.
Singer Vera Lynn, who became a symbol of hope in Britain during World War II with her song We'll Meet Again, has died at the age of 103. Edward Barron of Reuters reports.
Happy bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
Her music gave voice to the hopes and fears about the conflict with Nazi Germany. In 1941, she began a weekly radio broadcast from London called Sincerely Yours. In tribute, Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted on Thursday, "Dame Vera Lynn's charm and magical voice entranced and uplifted our country in some of our darkest hours." She continued to make appearances in later life and was back in the news earlier this year when Queen Elizabeth used words from her most famous song to tell the country we'll meet again during a very rare broadcast to the nation.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.